This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. State of Wisconsin taxpayers will help Milwaukee Tool expand again. The Evers administration has announced up to $22 million in performance-based tax credits for the Brookfield-based company, which is also building corporate offices in downtown Milwaukee. In return, the toolmaker is promising to add up to 1,000 jobs and invest $206 million at its 9 Wisconsin sites over the next 5 years. Ty Stavesky is the company's chief financial officer, speaking to reporters at a nearly complete technology and innovation center in Menominee Falls. Stavesky said he's still working on where the jobs will be located.
We're always looking at, you know, where do we have adjacencies to those existing facilities to be able to expand? How can we reconfigure an existing facility, right? How can we look at making the density maybe higher within those facilities, and what's that renovation cost look like? And then this last part is then where would we do like another greenfield if we were to, but that's not currently in the plans right now.
Stavesky says many of the 1,000 new positions will be in engineering and technical roles. If Milwaukee Tool comes through on its promise, it would add to the nearly 100-year-old company's rapid growth in the last 6 years, both here and globally. In 2016, the state created an enterprise zone to support the company's expansion in Wisconsin. Total tax credit aid could top $70 million by the end of 2027. But Milwaukee Tool says it's already created 2,300 new jobs in the state. Wisconsin does not land all the company's new properties, though. Last month, Milwaukee Tool announced a new tech office in Chicago, and last year the firm expanded a manufacturing plant in Mississippi. Stavesky says various factors go into location decisions.
Yeah, we're always looking at where the best fit is for our jobs and our opportunities. So whether that be in Wisconsin, whether we look at our Mississippi operations, or whether we're looking at other states within the country. But we're finding, you know, between being centralized and having really that synergistic approach in the state of Wisconsin has been very beneficial to us.
And as part of that synergy, Wisconsin taxpayers have helped. This August, Milwaukee Tool plans to open a hand tool manufacturing plant in West Bend. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.